Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
A dark room sits in between every man and his dream, and I believe that people's fear to step into a dark room and feel around for the door handle that leads into the next room is what keeps them from getting to the next room. It's not the fact that the door doesn't exist. Within that dark room, the door to their dream does exist, but the fear of walking around in a dark room is what keeps people from the room where their dream exists.
What do you want? Because a lot of people are unclear what they want from life. They don't sit down and think through. We are writing our own life story every day, and yet we don't think about it. What? Who do we want to be?
He said, Nietzsche said, "I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible." The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
I always say that you're one decision away from a different life. I think there's this mistake that people make that, you know, change takes time. That's not true. You change with one decision. The results take time. You don't see the results immediately, but you change your life with one decision.
I believe that the greatest thing to, even when your back's against the wall, if money's tight, when you can dream a compelling future, it is like a rope pulling you. And I would say someone who feels there's no hope, there's no way I can do it. Is there no way? Our resourcefulness, our courage, our confidence to move forward is in direct correlation of how big our compelling future is. I can accept the suck for a little while because tomorrow is going to be better.
Hey, bro, I need you to get back in that mode again. That mode where nothing can take you off your pivot, you were just putting in that work every single day. See, that version of you is different. You got to tap back into it. Don't be out here playing with your potential because you're one of the ones, bro. You special. And you weren't meant to be a person that could have been the one. You are the one. So I need you to get back moving like it before it's too late.
Some talk bad about you. Some talk good. But when they talk bad, you're doing a good job, my friend. Trust me.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The greatest test that anything can withstand is time. Just give it time. It'll reveal itself.
Setbacks, problems, adversity, opposition, challenges are expected but never permanent. Like, I want you to pick up what I'm telling you, man. Setbacks, adversity, opposition, challenges, problems, it's to be expected.
When you're trying to do something hard, what your brain does is give you something else hard to do that's not quite as hard so that you can feel justified in not doing the thing you're supposed to because you're doing something else useful. And if you give in to that temptation, which you often will, then it wins, and because it wins, it gets a little dopamine kick and it grows stronger. Anything you let win, the internal argument, grows.
How can you beat someone who cannot fucking quit? How can you beat someone who every time they go through a hard time, they get better and they get stronger instead of getting weaker and getting demoralized?
Like, we all gonna go through something. Like, I love the quote that say, we all got problems. What makes us different is how we solve them. It's expected, but never permanent.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort.
Fear is overcome. Hesitation is overcome. It's not overcome by motivation. It's overcome by discipline. I'm scared. I'm afraid. I'm nervous. I'm hesitant. I'm not sure if I want to do this. I'm second guessing. All those little things, they're just overridden by one thing and one thing only, discipline. And that's what it's going to take. That is the discipline.
When he lost courage, he would recite it. And it would give him what he needed to keep going. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I think whatever God there may be for my unconquerable soul, the fell collective circumstance, I have not cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the shadow of the shade. Yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how punishment charged the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
What got me to this point was I was just the opposite of what I am today. I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me.
What pain have you gone through that has turned into suffering? It's the relationship where someone's unfaithful and you end a relationship that you thought was great. That is painful. But suffering is 3 years down the road and still saying,
Can't trust a man, can't trust a woman. It's the same thing when it comes to money, it's the same thing when it comes to business. What pain have you experienced in your past that you didn't process, that you didn't learn from, and now it's just this suffering mechanism that wakes you up, keeps you thinking, is when you're alone in your thoughts, it pops up, it's like, hey, suffering here, let's spend some time together. It's like, no, screw you, I learned from that, I'm no longer suffering. Declare today, decide today that suffering will end. Pain is a part of our life. The more pain you have, that means the bigger you're playing the game. But we don't have to suffer. You have a choice.
Things are hard in life because this is the way that your soul evolves and grows. Think of it like a weight room. When I lift weights, and I lift weight that's easy for me, I'm not going to make any growth in my muscle. It won't. But when I start to lift things that are heavy, that are difficult, there's a lot of resistance. That's going to create tears in my muscle that eventually will start to grow back and it will develop muscle. I will increase my strength. Life is the same thing. The weight room is a microcosm of life. So I have to go through hard things. I have to go through things that put me under tension, that make me uncomfortable, that create resistance to ensure that my mind, that my soul will continue to evolve and grow. But just like with lifting weights, if it gets hard and I drop it, I let it down, I'm not going to get out of it what I could have gotten out of it. So instead, when times get hard, there may be times that you have to take a break, but do not give up.
It doesn't get any easier. Wins don't come easy. Wins are earned. The score matters. We live in the world where everybody thinks of, you know, hey, showing up is half the battle. No, showing up is none of the battle. It's none of the battle. If showing up is half the battle, you're so far away from winning and being limitless, you're never even going to get there.
So I know it might not seem this way, but life is so much more exciting when you're disciplined and working towards something. It doesn't have to be some huge life goal. It's anything that just gets you out of bed in the morning. Something that gives you a reason to want to chase each day. Because it feels good to improve, man. There's fucking purpose for a change. I don't know you. I don't know your current situation. But I do know if you constantly feel lost and unmotivated in your life, it's because you haven't been in motion and objects at rest stay at rest.
The problem isn't that it's hard. The problem isn't that you're scared. The problem isn't that you want to give up. The problem is you thinking it's not supposed to be like this, because it is. These obstacles are the tests you must pass to become the person you want to be. They were in the terms and conditions you didn't know you signed when you started chasing this dream of yours. So embrace the struggle. Smile at the pain, because one day you'll look back on this time as the good old days.
The differential between the people that are achieving in life and don't achieve in life isn't really the potential. What they're born with, their gifts, or anything else, is their perseverance. Always showing up. Always giving themselves a chance. Getting out of bed, coming here in the morning. Going for it, or else sweep it. Put yourself in the opportunity to get that break. But give yourself a chance. At the end of the day, it's all you're willing to do. But the more you feel against the wall, something will eventually stick.
I just wanted to be a better version of myself, and I kept looking in the mirror and envisioning what I could look like. As long as you're alive and you're strong and you can keep pushing and you stay motivated and disciplined and just stick to the grind, and most importantly, you have a plan. As long as you work, you get there one day. Something that everyone lacks nowadays is just having the consistency and the will to stay on the path, you know?
It's not what you do, it's who you are.
Yep.
It's not what's gonna get you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you do, it's who you are. Like how you operate, how you treat people, how you do things. It's not what you do, it's who you are, right? It's not what got you there, it's what's gonna keep you there. Do what's right, not what's easy, right? Just how you live your life. It's certain people that live life a certain type of way. It's certain people that do things a certain type of way.
If you risk nothing, you risk everything. Risk is scary, but regret is terrifying. The safe harbor of success is an illusion. In life, your rewards rarely exceed your risks. Results, respect, resilience are all on the other side of risk. Be bold in the face of your fear. Never abandon. Take risks and take what's yours.
You only got one life, guys.
Again, if you work it right, you only need one.
You give it all you have, you're gonna get max potential back. And then who knows what will come. That's the beautiful thing. If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl, if you don't show up. If you show up, you're putting yourself in a situation to create those opportunities.
Failures are a prerequisite to who we want to become. I cannot stress that enough. So sometimes, something that seems to be a negative thing, seems to be a bad thing that is happening to us, or even a season of dormant, or even a season where we have to sit back and start to recalibrate, recoil the spring, so to speak, reconfigure where we're at. Sometimes that's right where we need to be.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What's the most useful thought you could leave to the world?
Driven human beings are going to always feel like they're behind.
Hard work looks horrible. It's not motivating. It's not motivating at all. It looks like a man being stuck in a fucked dungeon and there's no fucking way out. But you have the fucking key. But you refuse to use it.
You can do anything. You can have whatever you want. Sometimes we just need a reminder to believe in ourselves.
When you're in the middle of a struggle, it never seems like you're going to get out of it. You feel, and it's so difficult for people to trust the process or to trust that it will get better. It does get better. I am better. Everything's better. And I just didn't see the light. I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I thought there was just nothing but this feeling that I couldn't endure.
There's a Sartre quote where he says, "I have led a toothless life. I have never bitten into anything. I was waiting. I was reserving myself for later on, and I have just noticed that my teeth have gone."
I think one of the major plights of humanity, myself included, is the expectation that life should be different than it is. Idea that whatever we have right now is not what it should be. And I think should is the root of all pain. And so I've tried to eradicate should from my life and just lean into is. It just is this way.
I wanted to feel something besides defeat.
You're the only one
that can pull yourself out and like save yourself. Like truly, there might be people that can help you, you can lean on, but at the end of the day, there's one person that can truly make a decision and do things for you, and it's yourself.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
One of my favorite quotes from Zig Ziglar is, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great."
Figure out what you want. Ignore the opinions of others. And do so much volume that it would be unreasonable that you would be unsuccessful.
We're so busy listening to the voice and shouts of everybody else, of everything else that's going on, that we can't hear the most important voice. The one we used to listen to all the time when we were a kid, our own voice. We forget to trust ourselves. We stop gambling on ourselves.
Winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're gonna feel like you're getting your balls kicked in, all right? 8% of the time, you're gonna be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand that. They think it's all about cruising around in a cool car, having that free and happy and easy and go-lucky life. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fucking fight. They're built for the battle. They don't find peace and joy and happiness in the win. They find what they're looking for in the fight.
I'm alone, and look at me. There's nobody around. Nobody likes me, man. It is what it is. Sometimes in life, people are not gonna be around you to motivate you. They're not going to be around you to push you, to celebrate you, to applaud you. You got to do it on your own. That's what I'm doing right now.
You're not better than anyone in this world, okay? But no one is better than you either. And I mean no one. Because what's to say you couldn't make the same choices as anyone else and achieve similar outcomes? Everyone sees a rich person and thinks they're a god, but I just see a person that made a set of decisions that got them somewhere. Some people make better ones than others, of course, but the ability to make the right choices is available to all of us. And I think you owe it to yourself to make the best ones.
And look, I get it. The weight of the world can be pretty heavy sometimes. But so long as we have this belief in that our potential is greater than any circumstance we find ourselves in, doesn't really matter what we face along the way. And so it's just a matter of time. Just don't give up.
You don't look at the man you want to be in 20 years. You only have to fix one thing. Today. Just today. That's it. Do I have a problem with my dad today? No, I'm doing other stuff. I'm not worried about it. Am I a man that I can like and respect today? And when you go to bed at night, look back on the day and say, how'd I do today? And then go to bed and go to sleep. Wake up in the morning and say, all I got to do is be the best man I can be today.
At the end of the day, it's not the trophies or the titles you're going to answer to. It's you. Did you become someone you're proud to be? That's the real scoreboard. That's the one that matters. Because if you can't respect the person in the mirror, nothing else you build will ever feel like enough. Earn your own respect first. Everything else will fall into place.
I'm getting better every day for the rest of my life. That's it. There's only one way to go. What's the alternative, Joe? What is the alternative? I keep saying that to myself. What's the alternative? I'm not going to stumble around through life. I wasn't brought back here just to suffer.
At some point,
You're going to have to bet on yourself. No backup plan, no parachute, no safety net, just a decision. And the fire to follow through. The truth is, most people will never live the life they actually want. Not because they weren't capable, but because they never had the guts to risk it. They stayed where it was safe, predictable, comfortable, familiar. They said things like, maybe later, once the timing's right, I'm not ready yet. And they said it until their life became a museum of missed chances, because the dream didn't die. They did. Slowly, quietly, without ever making a sound. But you? You weren't built for that. You weren't wired to shrink. You feel it in your chest, don't you? That restless pulse. That voice that won't shut up. That knowing that if you don't jump, if you don't leap, you'll rot in regret. Because you can play it safe all your life. You can follow the script. Get the job. Smile for the camera. Die quietly. Or, you can burn the script, walk into the fire, and rewrite everything. You can chase the thing that terrifies you. Walk away from what's easy and walk straight into the unknown. Because here's the thing about risk. It's not the danger that's scary. It's the uncertainty. You don't know how it'll go. You don't know if you'll make it. You don't know if the parachute will open. But what if that's the whole point? What if greatness only lives on the other side of not knowing? What if the only way to become something more is to risk losing what you are now? Because every comfort you cling to is a chain, and every risk you take is a key. You don't build a legendary life by playing by the rules. You build it by breaking your limits, by doing the thing that terrifies you, by saying, I'd rather die chasing something real than live safe in something fake. You'll gain a version of yourself that never bows. You'll gain pride, dignity, depth, and the quiet power of someone who knows they bet on themselves and didn't flinch. You know what's worse than failure? Wondering what could have happened if you'd just tried. Laying on your deathbed asking, what if? Staring at a ceiling knowing you never had the courage to find out. That is the real risk. Dying full of potential, with none of it realized. You want to play this life safe? You want guarantees? Then settle. Blend in. Be average. But don't you dare pretend that's what you really wanted. Because deep down you know, that risk, that leap, that terrifying decision, that's exactly where your life begins. So take it. Jump. Start. There will never be a perfect time. You will never feel fully ready. You will never have all the information. Jump anyway. Speak anyway. Launch anyway. Love anyway. Live anyway. Let everyone else wait until the stars align. You? You're the one who moves before it makes sense. You're the one who bets it all. Not because it's safe, but because it's yours. This is not about recklessness. This is about refusing to live with a ceiling. This is about choosing meaning over mediocrity. Freedom over fear. Fire over comfort. The greatest risks you'll ever take will be the ones that look the most insane to others, but feel the most right to you. Don't betray that feeling. Risk it. For the vision. For the life. For the you you haven't met yet. Because the only thing scarier than risk is staying the same.
Procrastination is caused by the fear of success. No, if you did it, you'd win and you'd be better. So I didn't do it so I could be my comfortable self. Next thing I knew, the opportunity passed. It felt so good just to be me again.
All I'm saying about vulnerability is that when you are in uncertainty, when you feel at risk, when you feel exposed, don't tap out. Stay brave, stay uncomfortable, stay in the cringy moment. Lean into the hard conversation and keep leading. Stay brave.
When it comes to being the person you want to be, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for to get started? If this journey that you want to go on is something that you truly are passionate about and committed to, then waiting for everything to be perfect is absolutely the wrong answer. Getting started, taking that first step, that's the answer. Nobody starts out as an expert. Nobody starts out as a tremendous athlete or an incredible piano player or the expert in their field. They all start at the very beginning as a novice. They commit to the craft and they spend the time necessary to get to where they want to be.
Understand that your story is being written as we speak. Oftentimes we wait until we see some sign or some alert, a notification on our phone that tells us a guy, that opportunity, that relationship, that big break you've been praying for, it's coming. But that's not how life works. Good stories have plot twists in them. And up until this point, maybe every plot twist of your life has been negative. Family members got sick or passed away. Got fired from a job, the business deal fell through. That just means you're due for a positive plot twist. Make no mistake about it, it's coming. So keep your chin up. Stay ready. Your story is still being written.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The magic that you're looking for in your life is found in the work that you are not doing. The supernaturalness that you are wanting in your life is found in the sacrifices you're not making. The community you're not in, the generosity you're withholding. You're gonna have to confront fears. You're gonna have to do stuff you never done.
What matters most is how you walk through the fire.
You can walk through the fire complaining along the way, or you can walk through the fire and create an example for everyone else so that the trials and tribulations of their own life seem trivial because they're comparing themselves to the way you handle things.
Potential is not what you can achieve. It's who you can become. There's a saying, if you're too focused on results, you'll never change. But if you're focused on change, then the results are inevitable. If you achieve success without changing, you will not hang on to that success. Because maybe everything on the outside changed, but nothing on the inside changed. Pray to become the person who can achieve and sustain success. Potential is all about who you can become.
And really what you need to do is just get off the couch and take that first step to whatever that journey is, wherever you want to be. Start it today, not tomorrow, not once I get something done. Start today. Take the first step, no matter how small, no matter how ugly, no matter how imperfect. Take that first step, because that first step is the beginning of getting you to the end. And it's the journey, it's the getting there, it's the falling down along the way and getting back up and dusting yourself off and learning through failure and growing through challenges instead of going through them that will make you the person you want to be on the other side. Greatness is in you, but you have to take the first step to find it.
Believing in something worth fighting for is when you unveil the true meaning of strength. The true realization of how it feels to carry on past the point that once broke you. Remember? Now look at you, fueled by the fire of faith and belief that no matter what darkness throws at you, no matter what setback or excuse doubt has for you, you have an unshakable resolve that you are a warrior of the light. You are the catalyst of cataclysmic change. You are the one with words that will change the world, because you are guided by something greater than any enemy can challenge you with.
Like, I can't say this enough. Stop waiting. You could get hit by a bus next week. Do not waste your life waiting, worrying, or wishing for things to change. You gotta want it enough to do the work.
I prefer to be the kind of person who steps up and faces the challenge than the kind of person who stays below the line and avoids challenge. What kind of person do you want to be? What do you want? How badly do you want it? How much do you want it to suffer?
Learn how to handle the winters. They come right after falls, with regularity. Some are long and some are short and some are hard and some are easy, but they keep coming. You must learn to handle the nights. They come right after days. You must learn to handle difficulty. It comes right after opportunity. You must learn to handle recessions. They always follow progressions. See, it isn't going to change. The lesson you must learn is how to handle it. And there's all kinds of winters, right? The winter when you can't figure it out. The winter when it all goes smash. The winter when it turns jelly up. The winter when it won't work, when you've run out of money and you've got a broken heart. See, those are winter signs.
Don't waste the failing. Because oftentimes, what do we do when things don't go the way we want it to go? We throw the experience away, right? But we learn more in moments of defeat than we do when we get the victory. Because when you get the victory, nobody can tell you nothing. But when you lose, you listen.
After you lose, or when you get knocked out, stay down there for a minute. Understand why you lost. What were the reasons? Why are you down here? Why did you lose? Why did you get knocked out? Because if you just jump right back up, you're going to lose again and again, and you continue to lose the same way. So every time I lost, I stayed down for a second, minutes, hours, days, weeks. But when I stood up, I was different.
If tomorrow was not a guarantee, how far would you push? If you thought that today was your last opportunity to ever do the thing, how far would you go? How far would you go? How fast would you run? How much would you sacrifice knowing you're never going to lace it up again?
You are willing to make the decision with the mindset, what if it does work out? I think at some point in every person's life, there is that collision between somebody else's expectations and hopes and dreams and yours.
You have to have a lot of passion for what you're doing, and it's totally true. And the reason is because it's so hard that if you don't, any rational person would give up. It's really hard, and you have to do it over a sustained period of time. So if you don't love it, if you're not having fun doing it, you don't really love it, you're gonna give up.
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I could pull this off? It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle? What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
When you say you're gonna do something and then you follow through and you do it, Not at the end when you cross the marathon, you finish it, or your hands raised. I'm talking about right now. The small steps in between the big successes everyone sees. No one sees this.
Don't panic. Right now, this is a rebuilding stage. You need to stop looking at everything that's going wrong and start looking at everything that can go right tomorrow if you put in the work today. No more excuses. No more blaming other people for the hand that you're dealt. Take ownership of everything in your life. Move past the negative thoughts that tell you that you can't. You can get back everything else, but you can't get back today. So make it count.
Your setbacks are actually things that set you up to win. You're amazing, you're phenomenal. The pain does come, but it also reveals a greater side of you, that you are more than the things that have happened to you, and you're more than the things that are going on inside of you. You just have to discover that there's a purpose for it. Use it for that purpose as fuel to get to the next level.
Those who are great are grateful. The difference is there are those who say I have to put in the work, and there are those who say I get to put in the work. One of them is going to put in more work, put in more of the small details into their craft, and they're going to get out a whole lot more because they're grateful to be there.
You must hold yourself accountable, and being your hero, that's what that does. You make yourself so totally accountable for who you are. You focus on you and only on you to become the best person you could be for others. Because we leave a lot on the table not searching who we are. And therefore, you die not knowing your greatest potential.
You will become whatever you're fascinated with. You always become whatever you're fascinated with. This is the law of mind. If you become fascinated by poverty, you become poor. You become fascinated with sickness and the reports of all kinds of diseases, you will become sick. Whatever you become fascinated with, you'll get it and it'll get you. This is the law of mind and it works with anything. So do not become fascinated with what you do not want. If you want to be wealthy, become fascinated with wealth. Become fascinated with wealthy people. If you want to be successful and prosperous, become fascinated with successful, prosperous people.
The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight. So if you're ready to quit, and don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away.
I want to share with you is to wake up early and stack wins. What I mean is we need to start stacking little wins. Most of you out there think that success in life is a byproduct of big wins. Like I got to make that deal. I got to get that sale. I got to start that partnership. And the big wins are important too. Make no mistake about it. But I'm here to tell you that the little wins stacked every day, every hour, over time, over days, weeks, and months, make you a gangster of a human being.
Discipline. People use that word so loosely that you have to sacrifice loved ones in order to be great because they don't understand. I am getting up every single day at 5 or 6 a.m. And when I get home after everyone leaves the gym, I'm going to take a nap. So now you're sacrificing your loved ones because you're not spending time with them. And when I wake up, I'm probably going to train again. And then I'm going to have dinner. And then I'm going to bed. And I'm going to do that every single day. For a long period of time. That's sacrificing and discipline.
Most people will not understand your obsession, your drive, and your determination. Success is a lonely journey. That's just a reality. And most people are not gonna understand why you're so driven, why you're so obsessed. And if you try and make them understand, you're gonna end up frustrated. The best advice I can tell you is go on the journey by yourself.
In the battle, you find peace. When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace. It's because you know exactly who you are. And that is where the peace is really found for me.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Anything can be learned. I can start playing golf like Tiger Woods. The only thing that separates me to Tiger Woods is desire and repetition.
Look me in the eye. It's okay if you're scared. So am I. But we're scared for different reasons. I'm scared of what I won't become. Are you scared of what I could become?
Man, I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone.
Over and over and over. So when you bugger off to the pub, or you sit and watch your favorite TV program, and I study charts, I go over the trading day. Just like Tiger Woods, he created a new wave of sincerity about golf. When everyone else hit the clubhouse, he went and worked out. And there's no shortcut. You can't buy a book, you can't attend a course, you can't listen to anyone. You see, you can't be taught anything. I cannot teach you anything. You have to decide to teach yourself. I can guide you, but ultimately you, in any endeavor in life, you have to want it yourself. And that's what separates the 99% with the 1%, the ones that truly dream and dare and go for their goals and their vision.
I won't let myself end where I started. I won't let myself finish where I began. I know what is within me, even if you can't see it yet. Look me in the eyes. I have something more important than courage. I have patience. I will become what I know I am.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
I ran today, I went to the gym today, I did this and this today, I studied today. I have about 8 hours off. And those 8 hours are glorious to me. And every day you go back out and you start earning that. And every day you wake up, it sucks. And when it's over, you feel better. It sucks, you feel better. And as you get going, as every step you take in that journey, as you're like, but every step I take, I'm like, all right, look, you're beating the demon again.
Two key words, delayed gratification. I want to be huge. I want to be big. I want to look dice. Or at any endeavor at all, you got to be kind of content with doing the exact same thing, basically, day after day after day, and making reasonable progress. The more impatient somebody is, this is rocket science, the less likely it is that they're going to stick to something for a long time.
And like 99% of any cool shit that anybody does ever usually takes a lot of preparation and practice and just repetitive action to get good at.
I don't know what to do, so what should I do? Well, nothing. I'll wait around until I figure out what to do.
Slur.
No, you should put together a bad plan and you should implement it, because even if you fail in the implementation, you'll gather information.
Yes.
And you can rectify the plan. Staying in that malaise until you know what to do makes you get older and more miserable, and you gather no information along the way. A bad plan is a good idea.
Yes, it's going to take years. Yes, it's going to be really hard. But what the fuck were you planning on doing instead? Because here's the thing, you already know it's going to take years. You already know it's going to be hard, uncomfortable, and slow. That's not the problem. The problem is that deep down, part of you is still hoping there's a shortcut. But there isn't. There is just the work, the repetition, the silence, the part where no one claps and nothing happens for a while. And the truth is, most people can't handle that part. So they quit, or they stall, or they start over again. And again, just to avoid sitting in it, the time is going to pass either way. So what were you planning on doing instead? Scroll? Tweak the plan for the 15th time? Keep talking about your potential without actually doing anything with it? This is the trade. You either suffer now through the process or suffer later with regret. That's it. Those are your options. One hurts, the other haunts. So no, it won't be fast. And no, it won't be easy, but it will be worth it if you're willing to pay for it in advance.
All those failures? They were great for me to examine where I was f***ing up at along the way. Self-talk without real work is just a lie. If you didn't study for your big exam and you go into it saying, I'm going to pass it.
Yep.
No, you're not. So my self-talk is me reminiscing back on the struggle to get to this moment. So basically, you have to put yourself in the moment a million times.
Here's how to achieve anything you want in life. A clear vision, daily learning, daily building, persistence, and iteration. Those need to be the highest priority in your life. But most people don't know what they want because they haven't reflected on what they don't want for multiple years. And most people don't learn because true learning is very painful. It's not about memorization or grades. Most people don't build. They dabble. They try things over and over again only to get that small spurt of dopamine when they make initial progress. But when that flatlines, they quit. And last, most people don't improve when they fail. They get discouraged and lose the internal mental battle between their lower self and their higher self. Don't be most people.
Do you run away from something? Do you run towards something? Failure is a compelling protagonist towards achieving your goals. So use failure, be scared, be very scared of failure, and you will succeed. The most successful minds in the world, they are profoundly scared of going bust, and they work double hard. There is no magic pill. The only way you do that is through sheer grit and determination.
If there's one message I want you to walk away with today, it's this. Your purpose does not have to be your job. Your purpose does not have to be big. Your purpose does not have to make you money. Your purpose does not have to make you famous. Your purpose can be something you do on the weekends. Your purpose can be something you do in the evenings. Your purpose is something no one can take away from you. So find something you care about. Find something that breaks your heart open a little. And then get involved. You don't need $1 million. You don't need a title. Use your passion in the service of others, and it will become your purpose.
The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. You wake up with it, you walk around with it, eventually you'll act on it.
You can't do nothing. Sitting around and thinking about what you want to do is not going to get anything done. Despite the fact you don't have this big mission that you want to pursue, that doesn't mean there's not things that you need to get good at. We need to be preparing for when that opportunity arises. We need to be preparing and positioning ourselves for when the mission shows up. You don't get to choose when that inspiration shows up, when that idea shows up, when that problem that inspires you to create a solution shows up. You don't get to choose any of that. But what you can choose is how prepared you are and the skill set that you have to be able to climb that mountain.
Life is continued work. It's constant learning. I don't even, you know, we should constantly be working, maybe not physically working, but we could be spiritually, emotionally working toward bettering ourselves and bettering the lives of others around us. So I get really afraid of those little comfort, you know, those things that make us feel like, you know, we did something great, because I've done nothing. I've done nothing.
Me and other me holding the whip behind me to see how much I can take. But with each lash of the whip that I take, learning that I can take it, as long as you keep going, you bear witness to yourself of what you are capable of. And I find that incredibly satisfying in the trenches of misery when you have to go through it.
But everything is your fault. Everything is your fault comes back to, like, you are the CEO of your life. If a business succeeds, whose fault is it? The person who orchestrated, I was like, the CEO. He said, if a business fails, whose fault is it? And it's the CEO. He said, Rob, if you get to the end of your life and it's not what you wanted it to be, and you didn't create the life that you wanted to, make the money that you wanted to, have the success, the love, the happiness, travel the places that you wanted to, whose fault would it be? And I said, it'd be my fault. And he said, if you did create the life that you wanted to, you had the love, the happiness, the abundance, everything that you wanted, whose fault would that be? And I said, it'd be my fault. And he said, the problem with you is you're treating this life as if you're the victim. And what you need to realize is that everything that happens to you is your fault, and that your life won't change until you decide that you want to be the CEO of your life.
Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem, why not you starting to change and setting goals?
You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. Like, the past you did, you might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it, that's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say, never again. You know, I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way.
Imagine where you would be in a year if you actually focused on the things that make you better. If you actually start doing things and you actually take action, imagine how far you would be, bro. If you really locked in, if you really stay focused, your mindset is not on the things that you want in life. The fastest way to losing yourself is to try and make everyone else happy. The best thing you can do is be a true north. Be you. Shine your light. Know what your core values are. Know what your belief system is. Know what your morals and your character should be. And live by that.
The road to paradise starts in hell. You have to take that bus ride, that walk, that crawl, that flight, whatever it may be, back to hell consistently. Because here's the thing. If hell comes visits you, and it visits a lot of people, it's not going to leave. And your hell is what you're willing not to acknowledge. You're not willing to acknowledge who you are, what your darkness is, what fuels you.
And if you're not engaged in your life, it's because you haven't picked a dragon of sufficient merit. Is that if you haven't found meaning in your life, it's because you haven't taken on a big enough burden. That's a strange thing. It's a strange thing that that's true, but I think it is. It's the closest to truth that we have.
The purpose of life is not just to get your goals. Your goals, or your getting what you want, doesn't make you happy. What makes you happy is who you become in pursuit of those goals. So the growth, the progress, even if you don't achieve it yet, but you start losing weight, or you start building muscle, or you start making your relationship better, or you start to build a business, the building, the progress is what makes you feel alive, because we're all made to either grow or die. If your relationship's not growing, it's dying. If your business is not growing, it's dying. There's no in-between shit. That doesn't work.
And yet, death is the destination we all share. No one has ever escaped it. And that is as it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life.
It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you. But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become the old and be cleared away. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
It's not like you're guaranteed to kill it. Nobody is ever guaranteed to kill it. But if you don't try, then you definitely won't. If you get after it, you got a chance. You got to fight your chance for sure. But if you never do, then what's the point of even thinking if you expect any sort of results?
It all starts with who you are. Because who you are is your character. And your character is an accumulation of your thoughts, your habits, and your priorities on a day-to-day basis, because those three things determine the choices you make, and the choices you make make you who you are. Good guy, bad guy, hardworking, lazy, responsible, irresponsible. And it takes a certain amount of discipline to do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, the way it's supposed to get done.
How long can you stay in that pool? How far can you run? How much can you push yourself past the part where you want to quit? How far can you keep going? There's a purity in that. They dissolve social order, all that shit. What people think about you goes out the window. Who are you right now? Who are you right now?
But I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going.
And if you do that and you don't allow the shame and the regret and the heaviness of what you just went through, if you don't allow that to stop you and you just keep going, all that crap that you're covered in, it starts to fall off of you, right? It starts to fall away, and eventually, you're good again. You cannot allow that to stop you, and that is what stops most people. It's regret. It's shame. It's the pile of crap they had to walk through 10 years ago that they created, and because of that, they never do anything with the rest of their freaking life, man.
The only way to mitigate not being successful is to not quit. If you don't quit, you might make it.
But there's a hell of a lot more to you than you think. Like, way more. Enough to cope with the trouble of the world inside you. There is enough to cope with the trouble of the world. If you had enough courage, you could let that out. Enough courage and faith, you could let that out. And everything would be better because of it. Really, really.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When a hero stumbles, well, the cowards rejoice. Nothing feels better to a coward than to watch a brave guy fall.
This life is not here to make you suffer. This life is here to make you understand what is your potential. Maybe there is something bigger that you can become. This is also meaning. Discover your potential.
You may be frustrated with where you are right now, but think about the story that you can tell later when you're where you want to be. If you're working some shitty job right now, or you're broke, or you're in debt, or you just got fired, it sucks right now. But one day, this will be a chapter of your life that you'll not only be grateful for, but one that you can use to inspire other people. So before you start feeling sorry for yourself, remind yourself of the story that you're going to tell later. Knowing how far you've come and being able to tell that story is going to be worth whatever you're going through right now.
You got two choices. One, you get scared, you give up, and then you burn up. And the second one,
it's like, Jake, fucking fear, and you barrel through it.
But when you come out on the other side, I guarantee you, you're going to be stronger than you ever thought possible.
You lose more life trying to optimize everything than just living it. The stress of trying to be perfect is killing you more quickly than your imperfections.
I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try.
Dreams have a purpose, but those dreams are not necessarily to be fulfilled. They are a vehicle that gets you moving.
Very easy to stay in that realm of comfort with the people at the bottom, but you'll never fly high enough. You may have to go at it alone, and you may be your only supporter, but that's okay, because that's the most important supporter. That's the one that you can rely on to put in the work every single day, despite what you're going through. Because it's hard to rely on people, especially ones who don't see the vision.
This is one of the best questions, I think, to ask yourself when faced with a decision, which is, what would you tomorrow want you today to do?
You might be dealing with a lot right now, and it might be easier to hide and run from it all. Don't. Embrace the storm. Let it harden you. Because on the other side of the struggle is a version of you that is stronger, healthier, and more unstoppable than you ever thought possible. Running away from the challenge won't get you anywhere, but showing up for yourself, even when it's hard, will. Stay strong. You got this.
There's a self in you that wants to come out, that's there, that's buried within, that will feel better. When we bring it out, we feel better. The lower self is our animal nature. When you're bringing out the higher self, you're becoming human. Your lower self is your addictions. You're always wanting something easy and fast and quick. And when you indulge in that, you don't feel good. You want to bring out the higher self. And I want you to confront that and not deny it anymore and see that that's in you. It's in everyone. It's not like every human has it. It's extremely democratic.
Ultimately, happiness comes down to the decision of choosing to become aware of our mental afflictions or choosing to be ruled by them. This is what hard feels like. Did you think the thing that you wanted to try and achieve was going to be easy? No. Okay. So what's the entry price of trying to achieve this thing? Well, it's hard. Like, you are here to be challenged by things. This is what hard feels like.
You can be
very grateful for what it is you have right now and still be ambitious with goals and dreams and visions that you want for yourself. And in fact, being grateful is part of being happy along the journey. Being happy along the journey takes three components. It takes gratitude, it takes a mission, and it takes discipline. And if you have those three things operating in your being, you're going to be happy along the way. That's reality.
Do it sad, do it angry, do it heartbroken, do it miserable, do it excited, do it energized, do it happy, do it tired, do it confident, do it discouraged, do it anyway.
Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences, their frequency and their intensity. Life is not just watching clock tick away. Life is a collection of experiences, their intensity, their frequency. Whatever the span of your life turns out to be, here's what you want to fill it up with: experiences and the intensity of those experiences.
Success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure, because the human mind is not going to make you happy. This brain of yours won't do it. You have to direct it. And there's no worse fate than to achieve everything and not be fulfilled.
There are a lot of voices in life trying to define us, tell us who we are. Sometimes they're uplifting, a parent telling us that we're talented, we can do great things. Other times they're negative. You're not attractive. There's nothing special about you. You made too many mistakes. You missed your chance. When you listen to all these voices, it's easy to think, who's telling the truth? Who am I? Here's the key. The only voice that matters is your voice.
The fastest way to change your life is to start keeping the promises you make to yourself. You chose this, and even though it might be hard, you still owe it to yourself to see it through. Don't live with regret. Put it all on the line and let it play out the way it's supposed to. The last thing you want to do is wonder what if. Don't give yourself that option. Make it happen now.
Understand this. Keep rebuilding yourself in private, but make sure when you come back an absolute beast.
Most people spend their entire lives wishing shit was easy, wishing it was fair. It's not fucking fair. Wishing it would line up to be perfect for them. And because they're waiting for this and because it's never coming, they never go. And when they never go, they never become anything. And that's what leads to a wasted life. Conditions are never going to be perfect. Things are always going to be hard. The only hope that you have is to become someone who could push through that hard regardless of what the f*** is going on. And if you can build that level of discipline, that level of mental toughness to execute when things are not ideal, when things are extremely hard, nothing can stop you.
How many really uncomfortable situations are you putting yourself in that challenged you, that grew you, that pushed you to get to that next level of being who you are? Are you under the illusion, and I love you as a friend, but I think sometimes you're under the illusion that you're going to get these external things you want without growing who you are. You could not be further from the truth. In fact, if you were to acquire those things without growing who you are, we understand the power of identity. You will eventually lose those things, because they're not congruent with who you are as a person.
Do all that you can do. And when you've done all you can do, and hell still comes to breakfast, let it finish out, then pick up the pieces, learn from it, and start all over again.
There's a really great quote from Mark Manson where he talks about the most important question to ask yourself is what pain are you willing to endure in your life rather than what pleasure do you want? Because any pleasure or any pursuit that you want is going to come with an in-kind payment of pain. Beautiful thing about life is that you get to choose your hard. Everything in life is hard, but you get to choose what your hard is. It's really hard to live a life of purpose working on something you care about. It's also really hard to live without purpose. You get to choose the thorns that you're going to have on the path of your journey. It's something that I think about constantly. It's like, how can I just endure this a little bit longer? How can I just embrace this hard of whatever it is that I'm going through?
And the right choice is you can either go out and build your dreams, go through all the hardship, get knocked down a million times, get crushed in the face a million times, get told you're by everybody that you love and everybody that's around you, get made fun of, get laughed at, get picked on, become the joke and continue to move forward and then build your dreams and let your life speak for itself. Or the other choice is you can quit and you could be worse than what you were when you started trying to be better.
Don't talk about what you're gonna do. Don't just dream about what you're gonna do. Don't criticize somebody else for what they're not doing. You be it. Be about it. Be about that action and go do it. Keep your eye on your intention. Don't let any outside distraction or your own insecurity stop you from your goals. Embrace that struggle. Surviving that struggle will strengthen you.
What can one man do except forgive his best? If you fail, you try again. If you win, you try again and get better. So as long as you maintain and you stay consistent, you'll forever be a winner and a champion, and the people who love you in their eyes because they support you nevertheless, as long as you're trying again and again and again.
Legacy that you leave has gotta mean something to somebody. We gotta live for something bigger than ourselves.
Some people will tell you that you don't need to change, but they're wrong. Because in order to achieve the things that you want to achieve, you have to destroy the current version of you. Improvement and growth is change. You can't expect to get the things that you don't have if you don't change the things that you always do. Change is inevitable. You either progress or regress. The choice is up to you.
If you're not being defined by a vision of the future, then you are left with the memories of your past and you'll be predictable in your life. If you're not creating anything new, that means you're believing in your past more than you're believing in your future. So then if the person is living in anger, impatience, resentment, frustration, and they're holding the intention of their future, there's no vibrational match between anything and their future because they're saying, why hasn't it happened? They're waiting for their success to feel abundance, waiting for something outside to change how we feel inside. And if you're living in that lack and you know that you're creating your future, you're creating more lack. And if you're reacting to the people and conditions in your life that are all known to you, then your thoughts and feelings are equal to everything that you know. You keep creating the same life.
It is simply you are thinking 1,000 different thoughts in 1 hour. You are doing around 500 different actions in that hour and experiencing 20 different emotions. And when you think about it through that lens, it is now this finite structure that if you live with a complete intention to use your thoughts with intention, that lead to intentional actions that create the feelings and emotions of joy for the majority of your life. That little framework right there is how you can literally take control of time and ultimately create a harmonious existence for yourself.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place, Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Really look back and think about all the things that led to you reaching those moments. It's going to be the tough times. It's going to be that depression. It's going to be that anxiety. It's going to be that heartbreak. It's going to be that setback, that injury, whatever it is, that loss. All those things, right? In the moment, felt like the end of the world. You're going to look back in hindsight and see how they were actually building you up in a way that you just couldn't see in that moment.
Remember, there is nothing in this world that can hurt you as much as your thoughts. And there is nothing in this world that can heal you as much as your thoughts.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.